Peyton Manning went to the Broncos in 2012, which meant the obvious. One of the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the NFL would play the Chiefs twice a year. And it was never pretty. Year after year, Manning defeated the Chiefs. As a matter of fact, entering 2015 in Week 10, Manning had a perfect 7-0 record against Kansas City, including a heartbreaker earlier in the season at Arrowhead Stadium. On the verge of a career NFL passing record, Manning suited up looking for his 8th win in as many tries against Kansas City. But what he got was something far than what he could have ever expected.
And here's number 18, Peyton Manning, on the verge of NFL history, taking the field just 2 yards behind Brett Favre, 3 yards shy of the most passing yards all time.
The Week 10 contest against the Chiefs will become a record-setting day for Manning, but not in the way most Broncos fans assume.
Manning going deep and is intercepted midfield, picked off by Marcus Peters. And is out of bounds on the far side of the field.
9 straight weeks, Peyton Manning has thrown an interception. He leads the National Football League with 14 interceptions.
Peters, in their first meeting, intercepted Manning and returned it 55 yards for a touchdown. He makes his 4th interception of the season right here.
It just goes back into the preparation the whole week, man. We knew that they got Vernon Davis for a reason. You don't get him and put him with a legendary quarterback like Peyton for no reason, and you're not going to feed him the ball. In San Francisco, they like to put him in the middle of the field and to run seams, and that's what they did. And I just stayed on top. I had Tyvon underneath me. I just made a play on the ball.
Well, it really wasn't designed for a deep throw. It just ended up being that way because of coverage. There was a plan in place that would have been perfect, but it didn't end up that way. So on a pass play, depending on what happens with coverage, the ball has to go certain places. So,
and now the Kansas City Chiefs, after their 7th interception in the last 4 games, are set up at the Denver 31.
Quarterback Alex Smith fires a dart to Kelce on a quick stop pattern at the 25, a gain of 6. Handoff, yes. Cutback run west, inside the 15 to the 10, breaks a tackle, he's inside the 5. They go to the 3 tight end set. Parker with a wham block inside, and Charkendrick West has the Chiefs ringing the Bronco doorbell. First down, goal to go, Kansas City at the Bronco 4. No score, Broncos crowd the line of scrimmage. Charkendrick West right at the middle, grinding, touchdown! Kansas City, and the Chiefs offensive line blows the Broncos up Interstate 25, and the Chiefs get a touchdown on their first drive of the game.
To start the game, we did get the interception and driving down and getting the touchdown was big, just to start fast, I think, like that as a team. And then I think from there, just kind of kept the pedal down, kept the momentum going.
The Chiefs' defense carried the momentum to the next series, and an ill-timed celebration derailed the Broncos' second offensive drive.
Manning throwing outside. That is complete to Hillman, out of bounds at the 22-yard line. That is a 4-yard pickup and a brand-new record. 71,840 yards.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just witnessed NFL history. With that completion, Denver Broncos quarterback Peyton Manning has become the NFL's all-time leader in career passing yards.
I think it's an awkward position to kind of be put in, to tell you the truth. In the middle of a game, you know, it wasn't off to the best start. You know, we were looking at, a 3rd and long. So you're really wrapped up into the game at that point and trying to do what you can to get a 1st down. And it was not the kind of start to the game that we wanted, for sure.
7-0. They bring a blitz on Peyton Manning. He's under pressure. Pass to the near side. Tipped and nearly intercepted.
Manning is uncomfortable right now. And if they can continue that pressure, it's going to be great for Kansas City's chances to win.
The defense continued to pressure the future Hall of Fame quarterback for the remainder of the first quarter, limiting the Broncos to a staggering 29 yards of total offense.
Manning under pressure near side and nearly picked off by Ron Parker. 4th series for Denver. They trail 10-0. 1st and 10 at their own 25. Hillman trying left side. He's going to be hit for a loss back at the 22.
From midfield. On 1st down, Manning under the gun, escapes the rush, throws, and almost picked off again and again by Marcus Peters.
In the shotgun, Manning under pressure, throws left. It's intercepted. Sean Smith. Sean Smith got it. Chiefs are picking everything they can find. He needs a block in midfield, cuts it back and goes down. Manning throws another pick. The 5th time this season he has thrown 2 interceptions in a single game.
2 interceptions in the first quarter would lead many to believe that it had been a spectacular afternoon for the Chiefs secondary. And while that may be true, another element certainly played a role as well. During the first quarter alone, Peyton Manning was hurried on 8 of 10 passing attempts, with 6 different defenders credited for at least one quarterback hurry, and outside linebacker Justin Houston notching 5 hurries alone. The constant pressure resulted in a headache for Peyton Manning and the Broncos offense that continued throughout the remainder of the first half.
In that short 5-yard snap area, play action, fake, he goes down. A blitz by Derek Johnson. He came untouched up the middle. DJ's got his 3rd sack of the season.
He's not sacked very much. Coming into today, only sacked 13 times, and over half of those sacks were in the first 2 ball games. So the important thing is you have to get in his face and disrupt him.
3rd down and 17 from the 13. More pressure. Manning back in his own end zone. He throws it in the dirt to throw it away. Dee Ford was chasing Peyton Manning, who was barely outside the tackle box, or it would have been intentional grounding. And the Broncos, their 5th drive, interception, 3 and out, interception, 3 and out.
It has been a slow offensive start for the Broncos, to say the least. They have 29 total yards to Kansas City's 104, and the only thing that Broncos fans have had to cheer about was the 4-yard pass in the first quarter that gave Peyton Manning the all-time mark in passing yardage. This is Hillman. Hillman squeezing through and across the 20 and a first down.
Denver trying to get something going offensively for their first 5 drives, ending in 3 and outs. Big rush on first down to pick up another first down, and then need to get Peyton Manning in a rhythm, as right now he's sitting at 4 of 11.
Manning to throw. Over the middle, intercepted. Josh Mung has got the pick at the 25. Stiff arms a man and out of bounds at the 23-yard line. Josh Mung has an interception.
Manning came into this game leading the NFL in interceptions thrown with 13. He has added 3 today.
Manning's 3rd interception of the game was influenced once again by the Chiefs' pass rush, as the Chiefs blitzed both Derek Johnson and Ron Parker on the play. The Broncos were able to adjust to the blitz well enough to keep Manning from being hit, but that didn't stop him from making a costly error. Seeing the blitz, Manning targeted Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas in the area of the field that was vacated by Derek Johnson. However, inside linebacker Josh Malga floated to the middle of the field after the snap and was waiting for the misguided Peyton Manning pass.
Defense. They did a tremendous job. They were able to most of all get pressure on Peyton. And that doesn't happen very often. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's going to go down as one of the all-time great players in the National Football League. So, and he can still play.
Bad game, disappointing, made some really bad plays and just put our team in a really bad position starting with the first series, turning the ball over, you know, giving them great field position, and just seemed like that got me off to a bad start and never could find any type of rhythm or continuity out there, and really put our team in a bad spot all night.
So the Chiefs take a 19-0 lead into the half, and on a day that was supposed to be Peyton Manning's day, the Chiefs' defense was really the story.
They were, and I think they had a little bit of a chip on their shoulder because all the talk nationally and even locally was about Peyton Manning becoming the NFL's all-time leading passer. He didn't need many yards to do that. And I think they played with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder. And we saw that. The Broncos offense finished with just 40 total yards in the first half. Peyton Manning was 4 of 15 for just 30 yards and 3 interceptions, had a passer rating of 0. But you look at what the Chiefs offense was able to do with that. They had an average starting field position of the 47-yard line because of all those turnovers. They weren't able to do a lot with it. That's not what you want to see from the offense. They had the 4 field goals, just the 1 touchdown, but the defense was so dominant, it ended up not mattering.
Right, the defense was so good, but you got the feeling the offense left some points on the board, but Charcandrick West, a bright spot, an otherwise struggling offense.
He did. He had the lone touchdown in the first half, which came right at the beginning of the game. The 3rd play of the game, Marcus Peters intercepts Peyton Manning, gives the Chiefs great field position. The first down pass to Travis Kelce went for 6 yards. Right after that, they went downhill on 4 straight runs between the tackles. They picked up 25 yards on those 4 plays. They got the touchdown, and it really set a tone for them in this game. Charcandrick West actually finished with 24 carries in the first half, which is the most he had all season. It was also his ability to catch the ball out of the backfield that we saw in the second half ended up being a huge difference as well.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
You know, we made a little second half comeback last week and thought we might have a chance to do that again.
Now he throws a long pass near side for Latimer. It's intercepted by Ron Parker.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface. official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light, at primesport.com/Chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
What can the Broncos do to get things going offensively? I think they need to get the ball out of Peyton Manning's hands quicker. And defensively for Kansas City, they need to continue putting the pressure on. Let's go now to Jamie.
Greg, Gary Kubiak told me the thing that the Denver Broncos need to do this half is play their best half of football, because he called that their worst half of football this season. I asked him if he considered making a change at the quarterback position. He said not at this time. So the Broncos aren't helping Peyton Manning out at all. The defense is battling, but all around, Broncos need to improve in every facet of the game.
We'd all be a little surprised if Gary Kubiak was considering that on Peyton Manning at this stage.
And now Peyton Manning has first and 10 at his own 9.
You know, we made a little second half comeback last week, and thought we might have a chance to do that again, and didn't get that going in the second half, so it wasn't much different in the second half as it was in the first half.
Manning, belt high, snap back to it, throwing long left, going deep, and the pass is going to be off the fingertips on a deep throw intended for Demaryius Thomas.
Chiefs have nobody back in the middle of the field. That's 7 defenders right at the line of scrimmage. Manning had to get rid of it and throws it, and it's incomplete. Ronnie Hillman out of the backfield, and Manning under tremendous pressure to get rid of the football in the end zone.
Third down and 11 for the Broncos at their own 19-yard line. Peyton Manning, 3-by-2, eligible receivers. Now he throws a long pass near side for Latimer. It's intercepted by Ron Parker on the near sideline. No, they're going to say he did not come inbounds with the football. This will be worth the look.
First official said yes. Second official in said no. And Ron Parker wanted that one badly.
Kansas City is challenging the ruling on the field of an incomplete pass.
The key, though, is it was ruled incomplete on the field. Is it going to be enough to overturn it? I think there's enough there to overturn it. Gene Steratore is ready with his decision.
After review, the ruling on the field has changed.
Battered by a relentless Chiefs pass rush that had pressured Manning on seemingly every play, the Broncos played it conservative on this third and long, keeping 7 players on the line of scrimmage to protect the quarterback. Dee Ford and Justin Houston still collapsed the pocket, causing Manning to step forward and make a quick throw. But his options were limited. Of the 3 Broncos receivers who ran routes on the play, only 1 ran past the first down line. And safety Ron Parker was ready for him.
9 possessions, 5 three and outs, and 4 interceptions. Let's go to Kendall Gammon.
Well, Mitch, we have an interesting situation over on the Denver sideline as Brock Osweiler is taking snaps. It'll be interesting to see when Denver gets the ball who goes back out there to captain them as QB.
By, you know, going out there and trying to help the team, I ended up hurting the team, and so I'm disappointed about that.
You know, guys want to play. They're that's why he's a great player. You know, that's why he's going to be a Hall of Fame player. They want to compete. They want to do everything they can for their football team. But as a football coach, sometimes you have to say, no, I don't think this is the right thing today.
Coming up on Chiefs Replay.
Chiefs are now going to see a new Bronco quarterback. Big handoff. Now a bootleg. Osweiler's going to go down. Justin Houston makes a Pro Bowl play.
Four interceptions, the most for Peyton Manning in a long time.
Chiefs are now going to see a new Bronco quarterback.
And Jamie Erdahl has confirmed from the sideline for us that there is no injury to Peyton Manning that has pulled him from this game. It is Coach Gary Kubiak's decision.
I mean, I don't think we were out of the football game if we could start moving the ball and make some plays. I mean, I tried to give him an opportunity to get us going. It wasn't all him. You know, obviously we struggled in some protections and those type of things. But, you know, I had talked to him and I said, I'm going to give you another series or so here. If we can't protect you and we can't make some plays, then this is what we're going to do. So I had conversations with him prior to it.
How much a part of you was starting to feel bad for him? I mean, given that defensive performance?
Not much. I mean, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, listen, he's, hands down, maybe one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, maybe the greatest, but they're the Denver Broncos. I mean, I'm not feeling sorry for them by any means, any one of them.
And the possession for Denver will start at their own one.
The third-year quarterback out of Arizona State had a confident start to the third quarter drive, with his first two completions going for first downs, matching Manning's total for the first two quarters.
Well, Brock Osweiler already with 37 passing yards compared to 35 all day for Peyton Manning.
And just as it seemed the Chiefs' defense had corralled the young Bronco, a costly mistake extended Denver's promising drive.
There's a flag on the near sideline. Yes. It's on Kansas City.
Legal use of hands. Hands to the face. Defense.
And now this is an automatic first down on third and six. Osweiler going to go deep down the sideline. Another penalty marker is thrown.
Pass interference. Defense.
And there's no way the Denver Broncos are thinking field goals here.
Second and 10 Broncos. Osweiler to throw again. And Houston almost hit it. He gets away. Osweiler 40 slides to a stop at the 36 of Kansas City. Somehow he got away from Justin Houston. I don't know how.
So fourth and four. Here comes the rush. Osweiler left throw. First down at the 30. Demaryius Thomas right in front of the off coverage by Kansas City at the 31-yard line.
Maintaining his composure, this young quarterback.
With a third and two just outside the Chiefs' 10-yard line, the Broncos were faced with their best chance of the game to put 6 points on the board. With over 10 minutes left to play in the fourth quarter and one of the best defenses in the league, a 15-point deficit certainly wouldn't have seemed insurmountable on the Broncos' sideline. The Chiefs needed a stop.
Big handoff, now a bootleg. Osweiler's going to go down! Justin Houston makes a Pro Bowl play! He would not bite on the bootleg fake!
The Broncos chose a staple of Gary Kubiak's offense, the quarterback bootleg, faking a handoff to running back Ronnie Hillman and leaving Justin Houston unblocked coming off the edge. In a situation where many aggressive linebackers might have crashed down the line of scrimmage in an attempt to tackle the ball carrier, leaving the quarterback an open lane to run for a first down, Houston was not fooled. In a scenario that had many Broncos players and fans thinking comeback, suddenly turned into a hopeless fourth down.
Osweiler needs the 10-yard line for a first down to keep this drive alive. And now a long throw near side to Demaryius Thomas. It's intercepted. It's picked by Eric Berry. He's bringing it out. He's at the 15. He's at the 20. And Berry goes down. He's hit and bouncing like a pinball. And he goes down at the 19. Eric Berry gets the interception. Off a tip pass in the end zone by Sean Smith, and the Chiefs have five interceptions in this game.
I know how much our defense is capable of. You know, we had some guys coming back, you know, whether it's Eric Berry coming back from his situation or, you know, whatever it is, getting back in the flow. I've always felt like the sky's the limit for this team. It's important that we understand this is a nice win against a good football team, but it's not the end of the season, so we got to keep building. We're not near what we can be. We can be better than we are now. So we got to keep the right frame of mind there.
Second and nine. Chiefs spread it out. Alex Smith the throw, holding it. Now he throws to West, wide open at the 40. 45, cuts it back at midfield. To the center of the field, around T.J. Ward. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Kansas City! 80-yard touchdown pass.
That has triggered an exodus here in Denver.
The Chiefs haven't put the hammer down in the fourth quarter. They put the sledgehammer down on the Broncos' head. Now it's 29-0 Chiefs.
29-0 Kansas City.
How about those Chiefs?
So it's a 29-13 final in Denver. The Chiefs get that ever-elusive win against the Broncos, and it comes at mile high.
I think this is really a statement game because although it was the third win in a row, you look at the two wins the prior to that. You had the game against the Pittsburgh Steelers, but they were without Ben Roethlisberger, so a lot of excuses made that it wasn't the same Steelers team. And then you go to London, and they just dominate the Detroit Lions 45-10, but there's a naysayer saying, you know, it's the Detroit Lions. It's a team that's routinely struggled. But this was different. This was Denver at Denver. This was a team that was 7-1, that they just came out and absolutely throttled, particularly early in this game. I mean, this was a statement game for the Chiefs, and I think the perception of them really changed after this.
Yeah, it was not only a statement game for the season, but for the franchise, because for the second year in a row, the Chiefs knocked off the eventual Super Bowl champions.
Chiefs Replay is brought to you by Microsoft Surface, official tablet of the NFL. Prime Sport. Get your tickets to the Chiefs tailgate party, presented by Bud Light. at primesport.com/chiefs. Overland Park Auto Group, home of the Red Friday Rally. And by the University of Kansas Hospital, the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
65 toss power trap.